We are ready to view arrayed objects. We hope you are as well. These objects are brought to you by Blue Apron. Check out this week's menu and get your first three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/deadsignals. Satiate your hunger by going to blueapron.com/deadsignals.
Dan? Dan, are you there? Please, we are so lost and the darkness is closing in.
Clara, where are you?
We're in a museum.
What is...
Is he looking?
Yeah, he's there. Keep on lookout. The curator, sorry, the representative of the curator, he put us here. We asked for the boon, an object that would let us travel to and from the city at will, and he said that we could find it ourselves in this museum.
It was supposed to just give you the... Okay, describe your surroundings. What is...
Luke, get back here!
Damn it.
What's happening?
Shift it!
Keep close. You all right?
Yeah, it wasn't a big one. You good taking point?
Get over by that wall. It's more defensive.
The museum shifts every so often. Feels like around 30 minutes or so, but you know how time is out here.
Yeah. What do you see now?
Right now? We're in a hallway. It seems to go on for a while. Only lights are the display cases. There's a lot of them. All masks. It's not a good idea to look too long at the displays. You start to see things out of the corner of your eye. A few shifts ago, there were these paintings of these alien landscapes, and... we're not going to look at the exhibits anymore.
Yeah, that's smart. Did the curator...
The representative of the curator. Super clear on that point.
Shit. Yeah, he was in one of the tapes.
Wait, for real? Did he say anything that could help us?
No, the curator likes to examine people. So does the messenger, actually. I think that's a recurring theme. The curator likes to alter them. It's a thing. This was all a bit unclear, but it seems like people who are trapped become... Well, they become those things. The disintegrated people. The ones that sing.
No. I refuse to let that happen.
Okay, so... the curator is supposed to always give out the boon, right? He actually does that. Maybe this is some sort of... test?
I'm not gonna count on that, Dan.
Okay, well, did he give you any direction? A way to find the boon?
The heart of the city, that's what he said we were looking for. And he said we'd know it when we saw it. That was it. We blinked and here we are. Apparently about to become those things.
Shit.
Yeah, Dan. Shit. A while trying to contact you. The radio's tricky to set up when you're shifting all the time.
I tried to buzz you, but I was blocked somehow. I'm sorry.
I thought it'd be something like that.
Wait. How the hell did you contact me on my body? I'm not even using the mother radio.
I don't know. Weird radio stuff is your department. We just tuned in. Anyway, that's not important. You're here now. And we could really use some trick or something. I'm not going to become one of those things. Do we have to sing a song, or always turn left, or...
I'll start listening to tapes.
All right. I think we'll be okay for a little while if we just don't look at the exhibits and don't do anything. But we're starting to hear things. Like music in the distance. I don't know exactly what it is, but... I'm not going to become one of those things. You hear me, Dan?
I'll be as fast as possible.
You still think you can't use your weird radio powers to ring us up?
No, I'm still being blocked.
We'll contact you. Well, after the next time we shift.
Okay, I'll talk to you then.
Yeah.
Bye, Claire.
This place is an abomination.
No shit. Okay, okay, so...
You have tapes to listen to. I will leave you to your work.
Thanks. Okay, quick. So, museums. There are, okay.
It is my pleasure to welcome you to the expansion wing of Miss Cassandra Wall's private collection. As I am indisposed for the foreseeable future, I will be unable to personally escort you through the exhibit. But this tape should illuminate the functions and histories of the objects contained within. Simply walk through the exhibit and examine the pieces in the prescribed order. Do not deviate from the prescribed order. As you have no doubt been informed, you are not to touch or interact with any of the objects within the exhibit. One of our employees will accompany you to ensure that this rule is followed. And remember, the confidentiality form that you signed upon arrival is in full effect. With that regrettable business out of the way, please enjoy the collection. Object EQBS-825. Three black feathers, avian origin. The feathers match no previously known species, but are vaguely reminiscent of the Cathartes aura. They are approximately 7 inches long and are onyx black in color. The feathers were recovered from the site of the disappearance of one Mr. Victor Clayton. Mr. Victor Clayton was known to have an odd obsession with avian creatures, though this was the least of his eccentricities. If examined closely, impartial observers have noticed that a faint sound of wing beats can be heard. Object ESIL-811. A small leaflet dated to approximately 1957. It is titled A Reverie for the King, and the author is unknown. The leaflet contains a series of dance steps intended for a male and female partner. The steps begin with the two dancers facing each other and bowing. They end with both partners castrating themselves and flinging their genitals towards the center of the dance floor, presumably as some sort of offering. To our knowledge, the dance has never been performed. Object ENHK-305. A tablet fragment originating from the city of Ur in Mesopotamia. The tablet fragment was likely inscribed in 3500 BCE. The clay tablet purports to contain depictions of a series of gods, whose names are unpronounceable by mortal tongues and unknowable by mortal minds. Unfortunately, the tablet is broken precisely where archaeologists have determined the depictions should be. In a departure from tablets of the time, this particular tablet is covered in pictograms of an unpupiled eye. Object ERPB-253. A large clear glass box filled to capacity with human hair. We have been unable to date this particular object. Object EMTS-199. A severed human hand of indeterminate age, preserved in amber. According to our examiner, the hand belongs to a female, approximately 35 years of age. Her deep calluses indicate she was involved in manual labor. The middle finger has a ruby ring with a snake design. As the hand is encased in amber, we are unable to determine the date of its origin. The piece gives off the faint scent of lilacs, though whether this is due to the amber, the ring, or the hand itself is unknown. Object EHPL-293. A leather-bound diary originating from the early 20th century. The diary belonged to an unnamed Rhode Island resident with an unusually large and, I suspect, somewhat invented vocabulary. At times, difficult to read, both due to its predilection towards describing objects as indescribable and its, even for the era, horrific racism. The diary recounts the stalking of the unnamed New Englander by an undescribed entity. Curiously, even as the undescribed figure approaches, the diarist keeps writing, ending mid-sentence. Object EDHP-093. The tanned skin of a sacrificial lamb. It originates from what is now Macedonia and was made around the 14th century. The lamb skin is dyed with human blood. Object EBBE-502. A Caucasian man in his mid-60s named Gregory Baim. Formerly in charge of Miss Wall's collection, his indiscretions directly led to my current indisposition and the necessity of creating this expansion wing. Mr. Baim is currently in a 5 foot by 5 foot metal box. Ignore his protests and requests for aid. We are monitoring his condition, and barring any unforeseen incidents, Mr. Baim has a very, very long life ahead of him. Object EYWW-774. The black box recording of a Delta Airbus 333 aircraft that flew exactly 3 times. The recording contains exactly 5 minutes and 33 seconds of frenzied pleading, hushed prayer, and screaming, followed by a crash. To the best of our knowledge, this particular aircraft was never involved in any notable incident of any kind. Object ESKB-244. A music box, approximately 5 by 7 inches. Its cover is inlaid with an ivory design of a pharaoh with what appears to be wings. Do not open the music box. I will be very clear on this point. Do not open the music box. This now concludes our tour. I do hope you've had an educational and entertaining time in the expansion wing of Miss Cassandra Wall's collection. Your donation will be collected shortly.
I thought the first one was...
Dad? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
We waited an hour or two so you could go through all...
I just had time to listen to one. Time's messed up out there, you know that.
Yeah.
So, is there anything new on your end? Anything I should...
No, we've shifted. The room we're in now is filled with tapestries. But the stuff on them is... Bloody hell. I shouldn't look.
And the music in the distance?
You can't hear it?
Maybe?
It's there. Clara's on lookout, but... We need to... do something. You find anything, man?
No, I need to listen to more of them. This one wasn't really relevant.
Shit, dude. You got anything. Anything at all, man. We really need you.
I've got a hunch.
It's better than nothing.
I think you... probably should be moving. If you want to have any chance of getting out of here, even finding the boon, you should be in motion. It's all about will. Maybe bold action will, I don't know, help, maybe?
Okay. I'm into that. Hell yeah. You hear that, Clara? We can't just sit here.
So I think each shift probably gets you deeper and deeper into the museum. If you move, you might have some sort of control over it.
All right. Where do we go? Compasses don't exactly work down here.
I don't know. But if you stay in one place, it's more likely things can find you. Probably.
Okay, we can move slowly. You got anything else for us?
Just the hunch. I need to listen to others.
Okay, we'll call you back after a few shifts, or if anything changes.
I'll start listening.
Dan? The things that... we're seeing. Well, they're incredible. I can't look at them for too long, but there are instruments that don't look like they're supposed to be played by humans. There was this glowing pillar that seemed to dance with the shadows it cast on the wall. There were these trees that weren't natural. They were designed and... We need to leave here soon. But part of me... doesn't want to.
I better do this quick.
Composition for collection. Endless.
You came alone.
Are you surprised?
Miss Wall, I do not get surprised. I am simply glad that you are following the terms of our arrangement. I would have expected you to bring one of your underlings.
I delegate to the help. That does not mean I trust them.
Of course. Of course. One can certainly see why, though trust is so important. I presume that the interest I represent trusts me, though I cannot know for sure. I live in hope. Tea? Coffee? Water? I don't exactly drink, so I...
I'm quite all right.
Would you like to evaluate some pieces before we begin? An aperitif, if you will.
If you insist.
Wonderful.
Silver trays. You spoil me.
I do try. Now, if you will examine the first piece, you will notice that it is a map of Great Britain, or, as this map puts it, Albion.
Curious.
There are other distinctions. Evil forests, here be dragons, etc. But they all can be pursued at your leisure. I assure you, it is quite authentic. On to our next piece. Approximately 1 liter of bourbon in a crystal goblet.
Any particular date?
The date is unknown, although it has the curious property of... How shall I put this delicately? Increasing various appetites.
Ooh, cannibalism.
Oh, God, no. No, it simply makes the drinker more sexually vivacious.
I fail to see the differences between that and regular bourbon.
It's extremely potent. The history of... Moving forward, the last piece is a heart-shaped locket, approximately 5 centimeters in circumference. Bronze painted to look like gold. The locket is only able to be used by someone once, so I would refrain from touching it. In the locket contains a picture of the only person who will ever be able to truly love you. Once again, I would advise against opening it. The locket has been known to cause unfortunate incidents.
Is that all?
For the moment, yes. Now that our pleasantries are over with, you were quite insistent on this little meeting, so please, tell me, what can I do for you?
I would have expected you to have guessed.
Then I am sorry I do not meet your expectations.
I would like to know why you are sending me such mediocre pieces.
Miss Wall, with the recent challenges you have faced, we are... I hope you would say, understandably cautious about sending you any more of our exciting objects.
The event you're referring to occurred over 5 years ago. I understand the hesitation, but time has passed.
To you, perhaps, my employer operates on a slightly different timescale.
If you are not willing to offer me more interesting pieces, then you will give me any information on where you acquire them. I would obviously pay.
You want to explore this line of inquiry further. To become more involved. Become entangled.
I am a collector. I would like to add interesting objects to my collection.
I think not.
Excuse me.
I said no.
If you believe that this is simply
trust. You mentioned it earlier, did you not?
I do not appreciate being interrupted. But, yes, I mentioned it.
The being I represent is growing tired of you. You are no longer interesting to it. The things you offer are like ash in its mouth.
The payments,
and it no longer trusts you. Miss Wall, you have quite intelligently refrained from attempting to learn anything about the being I represent.
I am not an idiot.
Of course not. But suffice it to say, things like it do not normally have dealings with people like you. That's not clear enough. They do not have dealings with people. Period. Aside from a few notable exceptions, its kind keeps to themselves. So when I choose people for it to interact with, I have to be very careful that they don't come back and disappoint us.
Excuse me, I am not...
A wire, Miss Wall. It is so very small. Almost unnoticeable. Not almost. completely unnoticeable. But I am not operating on that level. You thought that perhaps you could get me on tape talking about where I found certain artifacts. Perhaps you thought I exploited various conflicts in the Middle East. It was, to put it very mildly, not a well-thought-out plan.
I believe I will be going.
Yes, I believe you will.
Stop this at once!
I will not.
What is happening? Where am I? What's this?
Enjoy the museum. Avoid the music if you can.
Ah! Why is there armor? It hurts to look at. Ah!
I've been here for so long. Why don't I need to drink? Or... Sometimes I hear music, but it's always fog, so... Many murals. They're... interesting. If I could only... My form changing... A conscious decision on my part. It had to, or... I would have been... Interesting. It's all so interesting.
Oh, no. That doesn't go there.
Your form is nearly complete, is it not? For you, quite a while. Now, I believe my employer is ready to remove this from your body. It should make for some interesting listening.
You're never contacting me in the middle of...
Dan, we need... I need you. Lou's getting weird. We agreed not to look at the objects in the museum, and I see him staring at them. He's fascinated by them.
You've been traveling, right? Has that helped?
We're not shifting as much, so that's something. Dan, we need to find some way out of this. The music is getting louder. Do you hear it? It's subtle, but...
I hear it.
We need something, Dan. We need a way out of this.
If you see some sort of woman wandering around, or something that looks like a woman, she might be helpful. She might know things, but she's probably just music now.
That's it? You're just going to leave us out here with nothing? A woman might be helpful, but it's probably just music? Dan! We are not safe in here. We are going to-
I'm sorry! I don't know how to help you! I can't do anything here. I'm alone, and you're in this unknowable god's lair. I still have one more to listen to.
Fine. We can do this. I'm not becoming one of those things. I'll keep my eye out for the woman.
June 19th. The grad students are useless again. Grad students are always useless, but this crop is particularly useless. I don't mind them fucking each other. I don't. God, I was 24 once. But when they're flirting, sexual antics, cause one of them to drop a millennia-old tablet because they were staring longingly into each other's eyes, it's... Oh, show some restraint. Jeremy seems to be the crux of the love triangle. Perhaps I should have a talk with him. I swear the program needs to stop admitting genuinely attractive people into it. Barring that, the dig's going well. June 30th. The site appears to be a temple. Of course. What I wouldn't give for some sort of ordinary hovel. As it is, I'm sure we'll find out even more information on Ur's priest class. I swear, if we can't learn anything about how the vast majority of people actually live their lives, What's the point of archaeology? God forbid a tablet mentions a woman that isn't a fertility god. The grad students seem to have calmed down, so there's something. July 12th. Our fixer's an absolute godsend. Jeep broke down, and he was the only one who knew anything about fixing it. Could have died out there. I swear, Anas is smarter than 90% of the Syracuse faculty. Knows more history, too. He's been telling us folk tales. He won't let me record them, but I've transcribed them. They're lovely. Not sure how much he's embellishing, though. One of his stories was oddly reminiscent of Star Wars. Then again, Joseph Campbell. July 20th. The grad students are at it again. I think they're trying polyamory? I'm sure there's a more recent term for it. God, I remember when being gay was a big deal on campus. Am I being a bad queer if I think they're stupid? No, it's them. They're the issue. They're just young, horny, and stupid. I'm gonna have to talk with them. Anas is liberal, but if they hold hands in the market, and they're young enough to do something like that. Jonathan's been contacting me again, trying to get his grubby little paws on anything vaguely interesting. I told him to buzz off, though I used slightly stronger language. If he contacts the students, who knows? Once again, they're stupid. Oh, we found a cache of tablets. Surprisingly well preserved. We'll take scans. God, I want to start translating now. August 2nd. Most of the tablets are fairly standard. O King, insert 700 inventive and flowery titles, etc. But one of the tablets is curious. The god it describes doesn't appear to take human characteristics, a rarity. It appears to be unnameable, not a rarity, but it resides in, and this is difficult, an ever-changing building? Strange. Anas has left. His contract wasn't up, but muttered something about his family. I'll miss him. I've grown less patient with the grad students. Perhaps I'm too harsh, but I think not. Late August. It's not in the building.
It is the building.
Trapdoor spider.
Shiny objects.
As they walk, they go down its gullet. It needs people to see the objects. That's necessary.
That's how it feeds.
It's loud now. They're fornicating. I hear it constantly. And they laugh while they do it, like masses of flesh thrown together, tentacles writhing. I can't join in now, even if I wanted to. I made sure of that.
I want to see what it has in its intestines.
Shit! 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 I can't help them. I knew that. But I can't help them at all.
Dan!
Rat! What are you doing?
I believe that we are about to be in great danger, and
he asked me to accompany him, and would not heed my request to leave the door closed.
Rat, before... I need to find some way to call Lou and Clara, even though it's... Can you think of anything?
Daniel Powell, listen.
Listen to...
The music!
Is that...
The curator is coming. We should run.
Thank you.
You have heard about objects, about curated objects arrayed in some sort of order. Check this episode's description for ways to contact us and to touch us. As always, we have a Patreon, patreon.com/archive81, if you would like to assist in our efforts to reach you. Once again, this object of arrayed objects is brought to you by Blue Apron. Blue Apron delivers seasonal recipes and pre-portioned ingredients right to your door. You can make delicious special home-cooked meals with these recipes and ingredients for less than $10 a meal. Bring these beautiful food objects to your door. Remember, everything matters and everything is vital and everything is necessary, so it is important to use fresh, high-quality ingredients in the preparation of your meals. To examine is to consume, so remember to consume good food objects. Blue Apron makes cooking easy as gazing at the immensity of existence and forgetting oneself or oneselves. For example, after you have cooked a meal of spiced lentils and basmati rice, you will be reminded of your physical body, of its wants and pleasures. Remember, this is all less than 10 United States dollars. Thank you, Blue Apron. Blue Apron is aware that when you cook with incredible ingredients, you make incredible meals. So they set the highest quality standards for their community of artisanal suppliers, family-run farms, fisheries, and ranchers. Whether it's Japanese ramen noodles, wild-caught Alaskan salmon, or heirloom tomatoes, Blue Apron is bringing you the best. Check out this week's menu and get your first 3 meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/deadsignals. Do this. Do this because you love us. Go to blueapron.com/deadsignals. We are Dromen. Goodbye. There will be a new episode on Wednesday, May 10th.